A new community project on Pittsfield's Tyler Street is holding a launch party Saturday. 2 years ago, Pittsfield, Massachusetts participated in the Better Block Initiative, a model developed by the Better Block Project used nationwide to revitalize communities. On August 26, 2017, Pittsfield brought art galleries, farmers markets, and other things rarely seen on Tyler Street to Morningside, a lower-income community just northeast of its downtown core.
So out of that idea for that one-day pop-up, the community sat around a table and said, we need more stuff like this in the community. What can we do?
Kate Luzon is the marketing manager and outreach coordinator for the Tyler Street Collaborative. She says that's when the group who brought Better Block to Pittsfield, Mass Development's Transformative Development Initiative, came in.
So they said, what if we take a space, an underutilized space on Tyler Street, and we give a chance to the community to incubate their ideas. And that's what the Tyler Street Lab is.
Luzon is also the chair of the Morningside Initiative, the neighborhood's advocacy group to the city, and a community navigator for Berkshire Bridges, an offshoot of Working Cities Pittsfield that seeks to find ways out of poverty for residents.
Tyler Street and Morningside specifically, because I'm a resident here, I would have to say community is definitely a word I would associate with Tyler Street. Also eclectic.
The Tyler Street Lab, located at 730 Tyler Street, captures both of those ideas. It brings together multiple community groups under a single roof, in an underutilized building. Its large glass-windowed facade used to house a plumbing business, and briefly, a taekwondo studio.
So when you immediately walk in from the front door, it's a big open community space. And basically, you could use for a lot of things. You can have events here. You can have meetings here. We've had board meetings here. Pittsfield Moves was here last night having a meeting, and they did some movement.
Overlooking it is an AV room that controls speakers in the community space.
And, there'll be a computer lab in there for the kids' after-school programs and also a recording studio.
The after-school program is run by community activist Shirley Edgerton. The Chill Zone started down the street at the Goodwill before moving to the lab.
Every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, she has a bunch of kids here and they do projects and stuff. And we were just talking before you came about getting 4-H involved and how we could get them involved with her and her after-school kids. And we're looking for maybe like somebody in the community that wants to be a 4-H club leader.
It also houses Rose and Cole Transport Co-op, a rideshare company aimed at lower-income residents, and the first official office for the NAACP's Berkshire County branch in 30 years, as well as an office for Hope Seed Collaboration.
Which is out of Manos Unidas. And Manos Unidas is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the Latino community.
Luzon says the project is supported largely by the TDI and the Goodwill. Currently, the lab is funded through June.
But we're hoping to continue past that. But we definitely need the backing of the community.
Luzon says the collaborative is raising funds online, reaching out to local businesses for donations, and writing grants in an effort to secure a year lease on the space. The lab's launch party is Saturday.
All the core collaborators will be here. So from 1:30 to 4:30, we'll have entertainment, we'll have food. I'm putting together a door prize, so if you come, you have a chance to win it. And it's all stuff from businesses all around Pittsfield.
Luzon says the lab is beginning to make its mark on the community.
This is the first time that everybody's been able to work together and say, we're all here for the common goal. And we're not going to get angry at each other. And we're not going to, take our own personalities and get conflicted with it. We're just going to work towards a common goal.
For more on the Tyler Street Lab, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.